when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, entertainment reporter, and currently writing for Pop Heist, formerly Collider. And we are back to talk about The Traitors Season 3. We're here to talk about Episode 8 called A Bitch Lying. And for some reason it's blocked out, even though I have seen a lot of things on Peacock, given I am a couple to thruple fan. Hi, Quita. I am joined by my co-host, Quita Tinsley.
Hi there.
Hey there. Oh my gosh, we had an in-person murder, which is very interesting. We are down to just Carolyn and Danielle. I mean, I don't think we had like a favorite on who would be murdered, but we had a lot to say about Chriselle last episode, and she's the one who gets got. What do you think of her being picked?
I mean, I think it was a smart move because, you know, clearly last week folks were starting to like theorize and be like, okay, at the end, you know, once they banish am I getting my episodes mixed up? No.
Last episode, they banished
Rob, right?
Yes, they got Rob.
Okay, they got Rob. And so
moving on a high after that. Tom did it, you know?
They did it. You know, so I think they're, you know, starting to figure out, like, okay, well, we've got two traitors, you know, so, like, we could do this. And I think Chriselle was a good move because, you know, them getting rid of her wouldn't bring as much suspicion on either one of them. Neither one of them got into it with Chriselle.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting that they were, like, she was the most faithful of the faithfuls. I guess that's how you can characterize her behavior. Sure, because she definitely wasn't loyal to friendships. But, you know, I'm like, cool. And Tom Sandoval being like, she wasn't reliable with her vote. Sir, the man with the million theories, like, you can't talk about anybody changing their mind all the time.
Yeah, he was on one. He was like, oh no, I'm going to be so disappointed for all of her personal vendetta against me. And it's like, ew, I still don't like you. But yeah, Chriselle, she gave nothing in this in-person murder. She was just like, why me? And it's like, no one would have ever suspected her. No one would have wasted a banishment. So it's like, we as traitors need fully gray characters to hide under the suspicion. But this is also everyone else who was up for murder was Dolores, Tom Sandoval, Dylan, and Gabby. So at breakfast, Sam gets to start speaking, y'all. He said he's been keeping quiet and just listening this whole time. But now, after he heard what supposedly went down in this in-person murder, he's like, well, we can ask then the next people, what was Alan Cumming wearing? Because if you weren't murdered, you saw Alan. And wow, Sam, okay, we got the wheels turning.
But then I thought he was too smart for his own good, because I'm just like, you were at breakfast and this is like a crowd. So like, I was like, ooh, kudos. But maybe you should have just done your own investigation, because the way like Danielle's ears perked up when she said that. Also, a lot of these people are not reliable co-conspirators, as we saw the scene play out.
No, I feel you. I mean, there's nothing Sam could have done since Brittany and Danielle were the first ones in the dining room. But it was like, yeah, everyone else who comes after gets the grilling. And here we go. That meant Tom And they were like, okay, Tom, this is the plan. Tom immediately forgets it. Because here's the thing. Tom is riding high, and he's like, oh, I am now so obviously the main character. I'm the one who got Boston robbed. He absolutely thinks he did that by himself. Because when he walks in, he's even disappointed he's not the last person in there. He's like, obviously I'm the bad bitch who was most likely going to get murdered. How dare y'all not let me have my late entrance?
It's like, Tom, girl, what? No. No, girl, you were not going to be last. Clearly, it was like maybe Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl, what? Like, Tom is living in his own universe in this game. And the fact that he thinks he single-handedly took down Boston Rob is beautiful to me, because he's going to watch this season back and realize that, like, both the fellow traitors of Boston Rob wanted Boston Rob out. So he just, like, handed them what they needed.
Quita, if you think Tom's watching this back and thinking anything besides, I am killing it.
Truly, I'm killing it. I'm beautiful, and I'm the best singer ever.
Okay, I have also seen some people on Twitter say, oh my god, I'm falling in love with Tom all over again. I need him on every show. What do you think about people who are starting to warm up to Tom now that they get to have some kikis and laughs at his expense?
I just think, you know, I mean, we'll probably get to this, but I'm just like, flash forward to the round table and what he says, and I'm just like, don't get too comfortable with Mr. Tom Sandoval.
This is my thing. It's like, y'all have such short memories. Y'all will allow any misogynist to do anything as long as you get a laugh or you get entertained. Like, there are more people out there, people. Like, please. But let's get back to this game and this dining room situation. So basically, Carolyn comes in and they ask her the big question. Carolyn is stammering. Stammering. They are. And Tom almost, he keeps wanting to interject because he wants to prove he knows things. But Carolyn's like, I don't know. Did he have a hat? Did he not have a hat? So that's something some people are going to keep in their back pocket for sure. Or should.
Should. I think because she acts so frazzled all of the time, it really works in her favor, you know? Yeah. And I feel like, because like Gabby even says, she's like pass, fail, but like maybe more pat, you know, it's like, oh no, like Carolyn's just like this, maybe, you know? And of course, Thomas, like, he was wearing like, Tom, Sam, publicly announced the plan. Let Carolyn answer or not answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And yeah, there might be a benefit of the doubt, but also, like, Sam was like, I asked Tom for one thing. Now, Alan, he comes in and he's like, we got a mission. He says something about dolls. And Tom's still like focusing on the other, and Sam's like, Tom, dolls boo was the hint. Sam is over Tom. He's on his neck this episode.
He is. I love Sam so much and his anti-Tom ad-libs throughout the challenge.
Yes. Afterwards, everyone is hanging out in the courtyard. We got several things coming up. But mostly, who is on Carolyn and who is on Danielle's side? So, Tom asks Carolyn about her beef with Danielle in front of Sierra, Gabby, and Dylan. And Carolyn's like, look, she kept saying my name. That's basically it. Sam brings up the coffin theory to Danielle, Brittany, Ivor, and Dolores. So, people are like, there must have been a traitor. I feel like any other season, there would have been a traitor in one of those coffins. It just didn't happen this season.
Right, because Boston, you know, I'm like, they kind of forced Boston Rob into the game right before then, right?
Yes. So
I feel like it threw off kind of the vibes of the tour. I'm like, if it would have been a Bob, Carolyn, Danielle tour, maybe one of them probably would have been in the coffin potentially. Especially, I feel like maybe Danielle would have been more willing to go in the coffin potentially to throw off suspicion if they knew they were going to get rid of Jeremy, you know? Like, but there was just too much going on at the top of the game around the coffin.
Right.
So.
So Sierra's just the last person standing in the coffin. They're like, numbers, maybe we get rid of her finally. Meanwhile, Sierra wants to break up Brittany and Danielle. I like this line of thinking. She's thinking like Big Brother. She is like, I see that these two people, no matter what, are going to take each other to the end of the game. So we might as well break them up. And I'm like, all right, Sierra, we got some gamer mindset right now, and I'm liking it.
Yeah, because she's actually paying attention versus like being stuck on like something they already thought of, which is like, I hear you, Sam. I hear you. Like, sure, if any other season, maybe it would be a good theory, but like you've already gotten rid of two of the people and they've been faithful. I don't know if we want to keep risking this, you know? And she's like, no, I'm paying attention to the behavior of the people in the house, and these two are locked in with each other.
Yeah. And unfortunately, another unsaid thing that's happening around the house is like, hey, we got two men out. Most likely, the next traitor is going to be a woman. So all of the women are on notice. And I hate that, but it makes sense. I want to be like, no, feminism, but it's like, it's true.
It is true numbers wise, but I definitely, when Ivor said that, I was just like, no. No, it could definitely be a man. We should just get rid of all the
All of them, all of them. Oh, so this mission, we get the creepy, creepy cabin as we do every season. So the players who go with Alan are able to get a shield. That turns out to be Danielle, Tom, Ivor, and Sierra. So there we go. Who are you rooting for to get a shield?
I was rooting for Brittany because I did kind of worry because I'm a she. Her name came up at two round tables, right? Like that last week was the second round table, and so a part of me was kind of worried that folks would be like, you know, Derek straight up said it was Boston Rob and Brittany. You know, it'd be a pretty easy. I feel like in my mind, what happened to Sierra, I was worried what happened to Brittany, and so. I wanted her to have a shield. I mean, that wouldn't save her from banishment, but also I'm like, Carolyn is on her neck. So I'm like, ooh, we need to kind of get her a shield and like try to help her at the round table. 'Cause I'm like, Carolyn is like, you gotta go 'cause you're compromising my game.
I thought they were all gonna be able to, work together for a little bit, but Carolyn says, nope, if I couldn't have Boston Rob, you can't have Brittany.
Period.
Period.
No,
So
I need the one.
these dolls are singing lullabies back and forth. The only person who cares is Tom. Everyone else, and some of these dolls are also spraying them in the face. Everyone else is trying to look for that shield, and what would you know it? Sierra is the one who finds it. Tom, he's in it. He's, getting that ear closed, trying to listen, sing back practice. He goes in the gramophone. Sam, again on his neck. He's like, he's a terrible singer, and he said that while still holding up that phone, so Tom could hear him say, "Horrible singer."
He did directly into the receiver. Horrible singer.
Cutthroat. So, but Tom says that he's musically inclined, so he keeps going. Meanwhile, Tom also told Ivor to hold the phone, and freaking Alan is like, Ivor, what are you doing? And Ivor's like, Tom told me, he said, be your own man. Don't let Tom bully you. And this is, we need Alan coming, I guess, on Vanderpump Rules to talk to Tom Schwartz.
Truly.
Because Tom Schwartz has been following his ass since season one.
It's like, Ivor, when does Tom ever make sense?
Never.
Rarely.
Stand up. Stand up. The monarchy falling for Tom Sandoval's antics. So, in the end, Sierra, yeah, she finds S.H.I.E.L.D. So, I asked, should Sierra have avoided getting the S.H.I.E.L.D. since there's already so much suspicion on her? Could she have pulled a Kate Chastain? Kate Chastain was not even trying anymore in these missions. She was like, who cares? These traitors are just using me as a placeholder. No one actually thinks I'm a traitor. If she had that kind of attitude and kind of rolled over and died, do you think she would still be around?
I don't know. I feel like this season, with the vibes and the energy, it kind of feels like once people are like on you, it doesn't really matter what you do. It's kind of like, sorry, I don't know. Like, people keep doing that. They keep being like, well, everybody's voting, so I don't know, you know? So, yeah, I think it was smart of her to get the S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's like, eventually the traitors might cut the line, you know? Like, but she couldn't save her from what people are convinced about.
Yeah. That's true. It does feel that way. And that's also very Big Brother. It's like very frustrating to watch the people who are on the block try to scrounge out votes, because everyone's like, well, all the votes are already going this way. And they're like, but you can change that. If we could change it still. And they're like, there's nothing we can do. The House is voting this way. And Dylan at the end is still very much like, but we're our own people. Like, he just started getting on board voting with people and he's mad about it.
He is. He's like, you know what? I'm not gonna throw away my vote this week. I'm gonna vote with the House and with the castle. And he's like, disgusting. Hated it. This was horrible.
Zero stars. Back at the castle, everyone's talking about what they want to do tonight. Dylan and Carolyn want to target Brittany. Carolyn wants her out so Danielle can be more loyal to her. Dylan remembers what Derek had to say, and he was right about Boston Rob. So why can't he be right about Brittany? Sierra, meanwhile, she also wants to throw suspicion the traitor's way. She's like, by the way, Jeremy had Danielle's name before he was murdered. And I'm like, now we're bringing this up? Now, all of a sudden, why weren't we saying that over and over and over? It's been how many episodes since the coffin one?
And they've had Sierra's name in their mouth the entire time since the coffin. So I'm just like, girl, you should keep, as long as you and Danielle are both in this house, in this castle, you need to keep saying that over and over and over again, like reminding people of that.
Yeah, for sure. This is crazy work. So, by the round table, now, this is the last time, apparently, we can banish a traitor and they'll reveal a traitor. So the stakes are high. Sierra knows she has to start defending herself, so she does. Ivor says a woman is most likely a traitor. Tom slips up and says women are better cheaters. And he's like, oh, I said traitors. You can't gaslight all these people into thinking you said traitors when you flat out just said cheaters.
And honestly, when he said that, I was like, strike two, sir. Because in the dollar challenge, when he's like, I'm the most musically inclined person in the castle, I was just like,
you don't know that.
You are not Mariah Carey. Shut up. Like, you don't know these people to know if they can sing or not. Also, we don't know you to be a singer, so shut up. And to get to this round table that is predominantly women and be like, women are better cheaters. Oh, I mean, Tom, shut up. Shut up.
And that's the thing people are pointing to of like, oh, I missed him on my screens. You missed him being a misogynist on television.
Right. Because let's be clear, Tom Sandoval was a horrible boyfriend to Kristen Doty, regardless of whatever, all the things they had going on in their relationship, he was not a great boyfriend to Kristen Doty. He was not a great boyfriend to Ariana, like, clearly, as Scandal showed us. He's not a great man. A little goofy. A lot goofy, actually.
A lot goofy. And I think they are like, oh, this is just so lovable. And it's like, it's not. It's not.
Absolutely not.
From here, basically, Sarah says that Brittany would be a good traitor. She's lying low, which is what you should be doing. And we've had a lot of outspoken traitors. Brittany says her lying low is actually faithful behavior. When you're a traitor, you can't get murdered, so you get to be a bit more boisterous. And I think that's actually a really good point.
Mm-hmm. It is. Because I'm like, as we've seen, Boss and Rob and Bob the Drag Queen were not playing a quiet game this season. So, yeah, Brittany being like, yeah, no, if you're a traitor, you get to take more risks because, you know, no one's going to take you out of this game except at the round tables. You know, that's where you have to worry about it the most. But I mean, also some traders have played a more quiet game. It is a bit more strategic to play a quieter game, you know? So I get the line of thinking, but yeah, I'm like, I am pro. I would like Brittany to be a trader.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that whole situation late soon. That's a good point. So Sierra mentions Jeremy said Danielle's name. Danielle says she's a faithful. She voted against Boston Rob twice, which I knew she would bring up because that does look better for her. And then the people who were banished and murdered were people she was close with, like Ion. And she was like, oh, I would never murder my own friends. I mean, that's kind of the task of the traitors. But I mean, I guess that's one of the reasons why we kept getting rid of housewives. I don't know.
I guess so. I mean, when she said it, people didn't challenge her on anything. But, you know, also, again, with the short-term memories, because Danielle was also the closest to Bob. Mm-hmm. And no one brought that up. And she herself clearly omitted Bob's name in the lineup of people, you know, that have been close to her and have been taken out of the game. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, no, I wish Sierra would have been thinking a bit harder to like push that theory to be like, but you were close to Bob. How did you know? Did you know if Bob was a traitor or not? Like, you know, like trying to like crack her like story a little bit, but Danielle clearly got it on lock because nobody else was bringing up much suspicion around her.
No, they weren't. It's too late in the game to bring up Danielle because I don't even think she's really had many votes, just Carolyn, at the round tables. So, in the end, we're still talking about Sierra and her cursing. She's not scared of these, of getting murdered, it seems. So, it is Sierra who gets banished. And this is probably a good thing so we can stop wasting time on this theory. But it's also really sad because she took this so hard.
She did. I mean, I just think back to the first time around the round table when she had to defend herself and she's like, I'm a nurse. And like, just feeling like, why don't y'all believe me? And it's like, girl, it's groupthink at this point. And once you have a substantial number of people saying your name, the votes are just going to go your way because it's easier versus like them fighting amongst themselves trying to prove their own theory.
Exactly. And you know this, how this played out, because at some point in Sierra's confessional, her face was already streaked with her tears. Like, her makeup was already bleeding and everything. And I'm like, oh, she left and she is not taking it well. And then she talks about her mom. She's like, you know, my inspiration is my mom. She's a strong woman and she raised me to be that way and say what I had to say. And a lot of the things that were, like, lobbied against Sierra was like her being an outspoken Black woman, mm-hmm. and how that then becomes so personal when people banish you or vote you out. It's giving Black women on Big Brother. Like, it's mm-hmm. it almost always comes so personal to their like personality and then how people view Black women. That is so sad.
It is. It is, because even just thinking about Derek's first argument was that she cusses.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, that makes her guilty because she uses, like foul language. Be real. Like, be for real.
As a cop, he says when people are trying to throw you off, they start cursing. And it's like, oh okay. That's not obviously foolproof. We're on Peacock, also the Bravo network. Like, and again, I don't know why Bravo decided to censor bitch in the title when it's like, you had coupled a throuple. I saw a lot of things. A lot of things in night vision, okay?
Truly, truly. We all remember Jonathan and them in the bed. We all remember that.
So don't act like a goody two shoes now. After the round table, people are starting to talk. This is who we're down to. So the men are really starting to get a boys' club. Dylan, Ivor, and Sam, they're talking in a hidden room. Obviously, minus Tom. Sam is over Tom. If he's going to lead a charge, it's going to exclude Tom.
Well, he's not reliable at all.
He's not in our clique. He can't sit with us. So, and Danielle and Carolyn, they're sitting outside. My, have this, the shoe was on the other foot now, because before it was all the traitors trying to hide in that little room and get caught. Now, Carolyn and Danielle, I think they even said something about going to the turret before.
They did.
Before Dylan comes out, and Dylan, of course, is trying to sit there looking like a goody two shoes. Danielle's already starting to work. She's trying to gaslight Gatekeep. She's like, oh, how suspicious that you would come out of this secret room. What are you guys even doing? Who's in there?
Exactly. They're like, who's in there? I was like, yes.
Like, you know, you two are not worried about what's happening in there, but we have to pretend. She was like, I don't know. That's, like, really sus.
Right. Exactly. And honestly, within that interaction, when Dylan says, like, he and Danielle have been, like, looking out for each other in the game, I was like, I didn't even realize that. I did not realize that at all. And
they
so
they always hide something from us, always.
And so that started to make sense for me, because when Tom asked Carolyn about what happened at that round table between her and Danielle, it's like, in the moment, Dylan says, well, that's something, and, you know, we don't have much to work off of. But then it just kind of, that goes nowhere from there. And so I was like, what happened? And I was like, oh, Dylan and Danielle are close. So he's not running with that theory. He's like, okay, the house is moving with Sierra. I'm going to move with the house, you know, or with the castle. So I'm like, okay, this is making more sense.
Now, is there any shot that Dylan, again, I think I'm just going to accept that I always think, or want to go down the option that these people are smarter than they appear. And I am most likely wrong, but I still will do the thought experiments. Is there any chance Dylan is like, I do think Danielle is a traitor, which he does say later. He suspects Danielle and Brittany, but I do want to keep her to the end so I can banish her last and take all of this money, a la Trishel and them last season.
I don't know. I don't. For some reason, with Dylan, it's not believable. Especially because after Rob was banished, it felt like my man really took an L. And so I was just like, you didn't realize he was a traitor? Like,
I mean, he could have realized it, but also wanted him to the end if he wanted to keep him safe. But again, who knows? Now, and also, all right, so everyone, multiple people are seeing how close Danielle is to Brittany. Mm-hmm. And now, from Dylan's perspective, he is assuming that Danielle and Brittany are traitors. Mm-hmm. I mean, this really helps Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, again, Carolyn's coming out of this with, it feels like she's like on a path to like a smooth victory, because, you know, I feel like Danielle and Brittany combo, which I find, it also, for me, what hurts the most about watching this episode is I know Danielle and Brittany are clicked up, but I wish Danielle would have clicked up with Carolyn and mm-hmm. not turned on her so quickly, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like now she can't recover from it, because a part of it is because Carolyn has also been like, Danielle did this, mm-hmm. you know, in front of the whole castle. And so I'm just like, oh, and now she's choosing to be buddy buddy with Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we remember, she was not sure if she wanted to trust Brittany or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, yes, gonna really dig in deep to be close with Brittany. I'm like, now the whole castle thinks Brittany's a traitor, and you also, people are starting to think you're a traitor by association. So
yeah, but I still don't think enough people are suspecting Danielle. I mean, we'll have to see if Sam's plan to trip up, which kind of did trip up Carolyn, goes anywhere. But I think also Dylan's really sad about the Sierra vote out, because like, she was the other person who was suspecting Danielle, and now he has even fewer numbers. So mm-hmm. who knows who can get that train going on one of our actual traitors.
And it might be easy, because I feel like other folks might not have theories anymore, you know, mm-hmm. with Sierra being banished and being a faithful. So it might be the perfect opportunity for Dylan to come in and have like a strong voice and be like, I think it's Danielle and Brittany, and I think we should go after Danielle tonight at the round table, you know, because
mm-hmm.
Clearly, I don't know, I'm just like, especially, I feel like Rob kind of filled that role of being like the strong opinion in the room. And now that he's gone.
Yeah, who is that? I guess Sam's starting to fill in.
He was wrong. You know, Sam had his shot this week of being like, I have a theory. I think it's Sierra. And it led them to a dead end. So it might be Dylan's moment. And Dolores loves Dylan. So I feel like if he...
They're besties.
They are. So if he comes back in with like a strong opinion, Dolores is going to be on board, which might get, you know, Ivor. And like, so he might be able to get some numbers.
So crazy. When Dylan and Dolores were just having their lunch together alone, I was like, this is insane to me. This is insane that this Real House of New Jersey is being buddy buddy with Dylan Efron. Like, legit. So we'll see. After this, our traitors do go to the turret. They have two options. They can murder someone or they can recruit someone. And boy, does this get awkward, because Carolyn, she wants to murder. Danielle wants to recruit. Danielle's like, look, we are down to the two of us. They're already saying it has to be a woman. We need to recruit a new woman so they can get her instead and at least give us some time. Carolyn's like, you are out of your mind. I already can't work with your ass. And now you want to bring another bitch in here? No. So what? I can see both perspectives. This is such a good, the season has just been story building. You would think someone wrote this. Of how they built up this tension between Caroline and Danielle, or Carolyn. What are you thinking? Who more side are you on?
I mean, I have to go with Carolyn on this one, because, you know, I think Danielle's plan of turning on Carolyn when she was ultimately trying to get out Boston Rob was not effective to her game, you know, and it just kind of burned a bridge definitely with Carolyn, because already Carolyn was on edge because she heard Bob and Danielle talking about her behind her back, you know. Mm-hmm. Carolyn was already kind of feeling like an outsider amongst the traitors, and sure, there was this idea of like Boss and Rob and her to the end, but she knew she couldn't trust Boss and Rob, like clearly based on his behavior coming into the game. And so I'm just like, she has every right to be like, absolutely not. Like, if we bring someone else into this tour, you don't get to choose them, because no. And like recognizing the ways in which she was the third wheel when it was Danielle and Bob, like Rob was running the show. And she's like, no, it's me and you. At least me and you can go back and forth. We're not bringing another person. And Danielle's like, do you think we're going to gang up on you? Danielle, girl.
Yeah, she's really trying it. She really tried it. Carolyn's like, I am not stupid. Bed, like, stop talking to me like I am dumb. So of course Danielle brings up who she would like to see in this tour. It's Brittany Haynes, and Carolyn's like, no, I'm not putting someone from Big Brother in here. You guys are besties. I really thought this could have been a little bit more of a conversation, just because Carolyn did have a relationship with Brittany, but now she's dead set. No, it's not happening. I'm like, maybe Gabby. I was like, maybe Danielle needs to compromise, because Carolyn said, you do have a point about the woman thing, but I don't trust you. And it's like, why can't Gabby be our new girly pop? Because I think Gabby has some suspicions on her.
She does. Because so, Dylan thought before that Gabby might be a traitor. I mean, clearly he has his, you know, but I don't know. I feel like Gabby in the turret would be so much fun.
It would be great. It would be so great. And I think it would be a little bit harder, because it's like, okay, Dylan has probably suspected everyone at some point. Like, who else has a much more like sus on them that they would get out before Danielle and Carolyn? Honestly, I think more people are saying both of their names before Gabby, that they might outlast Gabby. They would have to really come up with a plan to throw suspicion on her. So if it's not a recruitment, it could be then a murder. And who would we think they would murder next?
It would probably have to be Dylan or Sam. Someone who's like, I don't know, working hard. Because sure, Tom Sandoval been working the whole time, but child, is he working smarter? Lord knows. No, not at all. You know, and Ivor, he's there, but also he doesn't really make waves in a big way. And it's like, really, you know, Sam really showed himself last week of being like, nah, I'm here, I'm clocked in, I've been paying attention, you know. And Dylan has been clocked in since the very beginning when he set his sights on Bob the Drag Queen. So, you know, it wouldn't get rid of the traitors. Clearly have to be two women theory, but at least, you know, once they get to that point, you know, I feel like both Carolyn and Danielle actually are in great spots, because they've gotten to the point of the round tables where no one is revealing if they're a traitor or not, you know, and so they can really start to cast suspicion and, like, you know, keep it going to save themselves a bit more.
For sure. I feel like when Boston Rob was in the game, it was very predictable who was getting murdered next. If Boston Rob was still in the game, Sam would be murdered next. Mm. Now, I think it's still very possible they'll go after Sam because he's just too smart. And Danielle clocked that. Another interesting thing about Carolyn and Danielle in the turret is that Danielle tells her the truth, that it was Sierra who got the shield. And Carolyn's like, and I'm like, now if we can't even get on the same page about the shield, we are in danger. So there's that. They can't murder a woman at this point. They need all the women that they have. So it has to be a man. It would be interesting if they got rid of Ivor, just because if we are following the same line of thinking, that led to Chrishell getting murdered, Ivar seems like the most faithful.
Mm-hmm.
No one's suspecting he's tricking anyone. He's just trying to get to the bottom of it. So might as well take him out also to have more gray area people. But then again, if we're following that line of thinking, Sam's also such a faithful.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. The way he said, oh, so that means the traitors won't know what Alan was wearing. I was like, ooh, child.
They need to do more things like that because that gives real evidence, like hardcore evidence. But it's like, how often are they thinking? I wish I saw more of what Sam's schemes were, if there were any before this point.
Really? Because I love the he needs some water ad lib, but I would have loved to see Sam's talking strategy in the
speed through. For sure. For sure. For now, I would say Britney Spears made a good pick with this ex-husband. I haven't seen any red flags. so other than that, I mean, Britney's going to be staying in to make that look a little, other than that, I guess we could start talking about our beautiful black moment. Do you have one? Do you want me to go first?
Sierra being like, a bitch is lying, and I'm gonna find out. I love that. I mean, Sierra, I really hate it. Sierra really, they were really giving her shine this episode. I'm like, oh, because it's her literal last episode. But, because I don't watch Summer House, so I wasn't as familiar with Sierra. But this episode, I loved, like, her energy, her vibe.
Yeah, she gave us looks. She gave us drama at the round table when she was accused. There was nothing more she could really do with her position in the game. For me, my beautiful black moment is Sierra, shutting down Ivar and Sam's theory that specifically Boston Rob and Bob the drag queen would have bullied her into the coffin. She was like, first of all, no one is telling me to do anything. I mean, she was believing Boston Rob when he was in the game, but it was like, that's such an offensive thing to say to someone's face. Sam said it, but he didn't bring it up to her face. So there was that, and her shouting out her mom was good. How about our chaotic bye moment of the episode?
I mean, I don't think any bisexuals were involved, but just like the chaos of the moment, Tom Sandoval singing those lullabies into that phone, and the way he was like this at one, I'm just like, Lord, this is wild. Like,
it's theater, which is very queer. So he was serving what he could in this moment with these dolls. Also, one of the dolls' name was Wilhelmina, which I was like, that sounds black as hell to me.
I actually know a Wilhelmina.
Yeah.
She's black, for sure.
Yes, exactly. Same. I was like, what are these dolls' names you guys pulled? Mine is also having to do with the missions. Alan telling Ivar to be his own, like, stand up. He's like, what are you doing? It's like, Alan is here to be a host, but I feel like he also can't help himself but be the queer of, like, girl, you letting that queen boss you around? Ivar, you better stand up. And Ivar's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Love that. Because it's like, Ivar, he literally, first, I don't even know what Tom was thinking to be like, stand here. Stand there for what? You already gave him the lullaby. That's it. Like,
exactly.
Ivar's like,
Ivar, get your head in the game. As Dylan Efron's brother would say.
Truly, get your head in the game.
Also, do we really think Dylan Efron's not musically inclined at all with his brother being in High School Musical and Hairspray? He didn't have one singing lesson.
Just saying.
Just saying. Oh my God. This was a fun one. Is there anything else you want to say about this episode, Vita?
This was a fun episode. I feel like the castle feels so much better now that the cage boys are gone. I just have to say, we're back to fun, shady times, and that's what we needed. We didn't catch a traitor this week, but that's fine because honestly, half the time I'm rooting for the traitors. So just like, back to the vibe that we've been wanting, aside from Sandoval and his misogynist, like gaslighting at the round table.
At this point, do you then want one of the traitors to win, or do you want the faithfuls to win this season?
I want the traitors to win, honestly, at this point.
Would you be good? Now, Danielle says multiple times in this episode, the whole point is for us to get at the end, Carolyn, and win together, even though these traitors have never split this prize money ever. That's what she claims she wants. Do you believe Danielle Reyes?
Absolutely not. I'm just like, absolutely not. He would have split it with Bob.
She sure
Probably.
would have. She
He
sure
would
would
have split it
have.
with Bob, but Carolyn, no. And Carolyn knows it.
Yeah.
And that's why Carolyn's giving her no concessions. Because she's just like, I do not trust you. I know what type of time that we're on in this.
Yes. I am obviously rooting for Danielle, but I like both of these women just in general. It would be so funny, actually. The most hilarious thing would be that the Traitor season 3 ends with these two women splitting, like begrudgingly. It's not gonna happen. That's like the most least likely, but it would be hilarious if they did and they just like all of a sudden became friends, because why not? We made it.
Because I do feel like at this point, if they made the agreement to like put aside the past decisions in the game and Carolyn be like, I'm willing to trust you, and Danielle be like really locked in on like, let's doing this, they could turn this around. If they both clock in and they start figuring out who they're going to build a case against and like ride with that, they can take this all the way to the end. But like divided, them being not on the same page, that's when it starts, particularly for Danielle, it starts being like, girl, I don't know how much longer you have without Carolyn being on your side.
It's so wild. Now, if Faithfuls did win, which Faithfuls do you want to take the prize money at the end?
Gabby for sure.
Oh,
Love
yeah.
some Gabby. Honestly, shout out to Dylan Efron because the man's been clocked in the whole time. So it's like I gotta give it to him. And I think my third person is Sam. Because
Sam.
he was kind of, I don't know if he was actually like a sleeper cell in the actual game or if that's how it feels to us, the viewer.
Yeah.
But like when he came on, he locked in and I loved it.
Yeah. I think just Sam's like, he seems like a straight shooter. Like, he's not American. So, Americans, we like hedge everything. I think he's just a straight shooter. So, like, they had to get all the entertaining people more in the beginning episodes. It would be very interesting if he's the one who ended up winning. Dylan would be very interesting. I know the Big Brother community would absolutely love it if Brittany won. Yeah. And I can tell they're really going for the Big Brother angle because these women are working together again in a mission, and that's great. So yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think there's anyone who would win as a faithful that would be as bad as last season. Like, I guess Ivor. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, and after everything so interesting and great that happened this season, the winner's Ivor.
Maybe Dolores. I'd be like, wait,
Oh
what?
my God, yeah, Dolores does give that energy. But if it was Dolores and Dylan, that would be pretty funny.
I'd be like, wow.
I'd be like, wow, her sucking up to Dylan Efron pay off. We can't really
Truly,
drag
if that
her.
happened, I couldn't knock the hustle. She
Not at all. Not at all. So, Yeah, but oh my gosh, it would be amazing if Gabby won. But I feel like she doesn't even get confessionals anymore. Like,
He doesn't. I feel like after the Bambies fell apart, we've been getting less and less Gabby time. But she's also thinking, because when Sierra said to her about Danielle and Brittany, she was listening. She was open to it. I mean, ultimately she ended up voting with the rest of the castle, as all of them did. But I feel like she might be also one of those people, next episode, who's like, with Dylan, like, I mean, it's interesting. Like, Sierra said this. Now Sierra's gone and she was a faithful. Like, I don't know.
Da, 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 da. Oh my God, they're gonna have such a physical, because the last mission is always so physical, like in the ocean, helicopters.
That's
Soon it's
right.
gonna be just women. They're gonna have to keep Sam. They should keep Sam just for that last mission, because Tom's not gonna be useful
At
physically.
all.
Ivor's not gonna be useful physically. They're gonna have to really zhuzh up that mission and be like, oh my God, they won so much money. They added so much money to the prize pot, and they did it in like such little time. This is like the least athletic group that they
Love
have. I love it. Like, we went from the first mission, all the men being like, no, you need us. We can't get off this boat. Look at you now.
Look at you now at home watching the castle.
We love to see it. We love to see it. All right, guys. Quita, where can people follow you until we're back to talk about next week's episode?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at hello_Quita.
And guys, I am your host, Nicole. I did get a little mixed up. I think I said on the promos that this week Quinn will be joining us, but Quinn will be joining us next week. So I hope that you stay tuned for that. Other than that, next Tuesday, we're going to have an episode about Love is Blind season 8. Princess Weeks is going to be the co-host for that series. And our first guest is going to be Sabaya Broderick of Survivor, who was already on this podcast to talk about the Traitors. So that'll be really fun. And eventually, another season of Survivor is going to be here, Survivor 48. I already put out some reaction videos to our two black women this season, Star, who is a black lesbian new mom, who's going to be, yes, out there going for the million. And then we have another woman, Sai. She seems like full of personality and a go-getter. So I'll probably react to a few more people. But other than that, please subscribe, like, comment your thoughts about this episode. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate the podcast 5 stars. And that's it, guys. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye. Bing, bing, bing.